This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. The Houston City Council is expected to approve a contentious plan tomorrow on how to spend millions of dollars of federal disaster recovery funds on unmet housing needs. Zoe Middleton with the Union of Concerned Scientists says homeowners will likely be left on the hook for repairs.
And you'll see over time, like, this reputation that Houston has for being relatively affordable for a large city start to evaporate as the existing affordable housing stock bears the brunt of extreme weather.
The original plan allocated initially no funding toward housing. Your check of weather, mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 98 degrees, a heat index of 106. Tonight, mostly clear, low 77 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy, 97 degrees on the UH campus. Ouch. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Another ouch there. We learned last Friday that federal funding for public media, including Houston Public Media, had been cut. For us, that means $2.2 million lost every year, or 10% of our operating budget. That's why we've created Houston Public Media's Resiliency Fund and are having this emergency fundraising campaign. This new fund will help protect the fact-based journalism and trusted programming you rely on every single day. Even as federal support goes away, your support right now will help carry us through these difficult times. When you give at the Resiliency Fund, you're helping to continue to serve this community with local reporting, national coverage from NPR, and more than 15 hours of Houston-based programming each week. Give now at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate. We need to hear from you, and we need to hear from you in the next few minutes. Let your support be heard and be a beacon to the rest of the community of your support. Call us. Thank you.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative,